turn in our Bibles, we're going to look at three key passages. Unfortunately, only one of them is on the outline, but that's okay. And just introduce what is the exercise for today. We really would like to go with the Lord's help. And turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Beginning to read verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loves us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and to his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Chapter 3. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation chapter 19. Verse 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vessel dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The exercise for today is looking at faithfulness. In the Bible, you find that faithfulness is an attribute that's attributed to God. God is faithful. In these verses that we looked at, which will be anchor verses, and then we look at the verses on the outline that just talk about the faithfulness of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever, he comes into this world and he manifests and demonstrates the attribute, this divine attribute of faithfulness. So this morning, the exercise is to spend the bulk of our time just reviewing how the Lord demonstrated his faithfulness. In Revelation that we read, he's called the faithful witness, and he is faithful and true. And how that anchors everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has done when he came here. It anchors everything that he is doing presently. And it's great encouragement for us. If you look at the list of verses in the outline, many of those verses are in relationship to his faithfulness as he serves you and I. One of the things that we are aware of today is the decline. We're aware of the declension. We're aware of the influence and the influx of things that undermine the truth in which people lead lives that are careless and disinterested, apathetic, careless. The exercise was born out of looking at New Testament individuals who were called faithful. And that's really what the exercise is this afternoon. To not only look at the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus, but the faithfulness as exhibited by men who the Spirit of God marked out in the New Testament as faithful, and how that characteristic is so vital. It was vital then, And it's vital today even more so as we see the great decline and the great disinterest that is emerging in our day. So we want to just anchor the thoughts on this one who is characterized as faithful, the Lord Jesus, who has come out from God, and we can start with, he is that faithful witness. And what does that mean? Perhaps we might also start with just someone helping us define, what does faithfulness mean? What does it mean to be faithful? What is this attribute that the Bible speaks about? God is faithful. The Lord Jesus is faithful. There's faithful men. It talks about the faithful word. These are very important themes throughout the scripture. We're just going to focus on the faithfulness of Christ and then looking to faithful men and women who the Spirit of God chose to record for us, that we might learn from them and put into practice in our own lives of what that means.
The faithfulness in the scripture, it starts with God, the wonderful attributes of God. And the faithfulness seems to shine when the times are dark, when it is a time of trial, when it is a time of testing, and when everything around are against us, are against the particular individual, that very time the faithfulness of appears. And faithfulness of God shines out when man is in his ruin, man in his helpless condition, when man needs grace, the very time the faithfulness of God appears. And it's the same way that in return, as Christian, the time to sign or time to show, exhibit the faithfulness is also the time when it is not a normal but a trying circumstances.
To address this question, what is faithfulness? I always think that there's a proverb that helps illustrate it by the opposite side. There's a proverb in Proverbs 25 that says that confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint. Why is that so problematic in a time of trouble? That's exactly what you need, as you were just saying. You need to rely on someone, and faithfulness and reliability, maybe that's a more common word for our day-to-day speech. An unfaithful person in a time of trouble only causes more trouble. We all know what it's like to have a toothache or a sprained ankle, and it prevents you from accomplishing what you would normally do. You can't eat the same way with a broken tooth. You can't walk the same way with a sprained ankle. It affects your whole outlook. You're aware of it all the time. It ruins what would be a normal day-to-day experience. But we don't have any worries about the Lord's faithfulness, because when we come to Him, we always, can we say it this way, we always know what we're going to get. If a servant is faithful, we can commit it into the hands of that servant, if we're the master, and we know the servant will get it done. When Naomi said to Ruth about Boaz, don't worry, he's not going to rest until the matter's done. She knew his character. She knew that he was reliable. And perhaps we could make that as a link with this idea of what does it mean to be faithful. It's someone is reliable. Someone who, especially in time of trouble, it shines, as we said, because that's when we really put faithfulness of someone else to the test. And the Lord never fails us.
And I just want to add, and it is faithfulness which is always according to the truth. That's what we have read in Revelation 19, the faithful and true. So that's the word of God can test it whether someone is faithful or not. With the Lord, it was always according to the test of the word of God, and he remained faithful, whatever the test was. And so he is our great model to follow.